Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight I get to celebrate somebody that I really think is just so awesome. And I feel so lucky. She's a cafe chef here at the podcast. Miss Kelly, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you.
I'm glad to be
back.
I'm glad to be with you, fabulous ladies.
Yeah. And as always, we have our co-host, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And so we've got a really amazing person, Alana, who's helping us, really making sure we're meeting our audience's needs. And she's not with us tonight. She's still alive, but she's not with us tonight. And so I think one of the things she wants us to do is kind of do a little check-in, kind of where we're at. So what's coming to me is all three of us have talked individually and together about just where we're at and trying to figure out what do I want to do next. Just because I did whatever it was, the job I had or the things that I was interested in pursuing, now after this imposed Sabbath, what do I want to do now? And one of the things that Kelly and I are doing, well, we're doing a couple of really amazing things together, but we are meeting with our good friend Mickey and walking through the book, The Power of Now. And I think that it's a great time to really say, who am I now? And I know that a lot of people I'm supporting are asking those questions. Who am I? What am I good at? What is my heart dream? What do I want to do next? And so there's a lot of people in freak out, but also in yay, I get to decide what's next. So, Kelly or Robin, either one of you, what kind of a check-in about what's going on with you personally and the people that you're supporting?
Go ahead, Kelly. No pressure.
As Amy says, there are different things for me that I've done in various ways most of my life that are really being called forward right now. I'm doing distance body work, which is a whole lot of fun. We're doing the seven generation stuff that I got taught the seeds of around the dining room table. We're doing the book with The Power of Now. And it's just really, how do I bring all the parts of me, some of them that have been buckled down tightly, some of them that have been more free-flowing, how do I bring all of those parts of me together and really create a life that I love that serves myself and others?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's easy.
Right?
Piece of cake. Come on. It's so easy. I know.
There's been no stress or questioning.
No,
it's just so smooth the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited because in June we're going to be going through a lot of different things, and I kind of thought of being about, post-pandemic, moving into this new era that we're really being invited to. You can either come in scared and kind of like feeling like a petrified, like how can I move forward, or opening our arms and hopefully in some level, whether it's an air hug or seeking to embrace something that, like, I love that you're just sharing that, Kelly, about, it's all these things that I've been seeing all my life, and how do I bring those things together? And I think that's just, I hear that over and over again with so many people about bringing my best of the things that I enjoy in life and have them be where I can have a monetary value on that and be able to share that with the world. So I think that's where I'm at as well, is being able to do all those different things. But in June, we're going to be having one particular episode where we're going to be talking about the workplace. And we're fans of Lee Harris. And Lee recently had, I think it's just a couple of days ago, he put a new YouTube out about, you know, five different dynamics, you know, from the pandemic to be able to walk into the world. And I actually listened to that today again, and it's going to be something we're going to talk a little more in depth with. But one of the things he shared was about, you know, you basically have to be able to be agile and be able to, you know, to elevate and be in a place of being able to transform things, you know, simultaneously, as well as being able to take care of yourself and be able to deal with stress factors. So there's a lot of dynamics of different things happening. And I think that for me, this last week or so, I definitely felt like I hit some walls when it came to stress factors. It's easy with, you know, Amy will attest to that too, when you're a workaholic and you're just like, I can just push, 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 and not really focus on me too much. Yeah, right. And I kind of hit some walls this last week that I really had to just take a mental health day and just, you know, found some place to just be able to just kind of sit. And I did some coloring because, you know, we've done episodes talking about the benefits of coloring and how that's so good for you. Mm-hmm. It really helps to unwind a lot of different things and stuff like that, and kind of recoloring my life in a new way. So that's kind of something that I did that I thought was really great. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good segue to the way that you color, you help people to color in the lines or to erase things, Ms. Kelly, in the way that you do your work with the seventh generation. So you want to give everybody, if they've never heard of that, if they're new to the show, just a little bit of a synopsis of what that would, you know, what that involves and what it can be like.
So a synopsis.
So let's start server. Let's take a nice deep breath. And let's have Kelly give us a little bit of an experience. I know we like to do at the end have an experience, so we'll go back to that. For Kelly, where she shines the brightest is where she gives an experience. So you know, so maybe dive into that a little bit and then see where it takes you, Miss Kelly.
Okay. So what I want to say before we do the experience is that if we just go back seven generations from our parents and plus six generations, there are 254 people whose DNA helped create our DNA. And so anything that they experienced and did not heal to completion has the possibility of showing up in our systems and running how we do things. So,
right, just think about that, right? If it's just one of them can raise havoc in your life. We're talking just seven generations, 254 of them.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, at this point, if we had an ancestor who survived the 1918 flu epidemic, chances are high they created belief systems that were passed down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we found ourselves going out and shopping for things that we never would have purchased, or we find ourselves just having some different behaviors, and maybe we can, doing the work with the generations, we can pop out, oh, look at that. But they survived, right? But they created fear around surviving. And so that fear around surviving got passed down to us. And so what we're really seeking to do is clear and heal that that is within us that came from other sources, and invite them to do their own healing to completion so that we can all heal to completion and move forward much more gracefully, much more easily. That would be the synopsis.
Perfect.
Yay.
I love it. So, I love it. Yeah. It's kind of mind-boggling and awesome at the same time.
And,
one more time.
And when you can really just kind of be with that, we are, you know, we talk about this, and if we stand on the shoulders of those who came before, we also carry a lot that they weren't able to deal with or didn't have the tools, which I think is a really good important point that Kelly brings forward, is that they just didn't have tools that we have today that could have helped them had a more balanced life.
And they didn't even know that they were supposed to look for tools because it was so part of normal life that you, like, I don't know about you guys, but I've had some experiences in the past 8 weeks where something came up and I thought it was completely normal and somebody else looked at me like I'd just grown two heads. And I got to go, oh, wait, other people don't think that behavior is normal. Oh, I wouldn't have even looked at it because it was just normal in my family. Right? And we all have that. So it's really just about healing to completion and how do we heal to completion. And when we get to heal to completion, it's about loving every part of ourselves and letting its voice shine through, I think. So that's where we go with it. And if you guys...
Well, the thing that's really great about Kelly's work is that, you know, since the pandemic, it's really opened opportunity for people to go ahead and be in the process and realizing that, you know, just like anything else, you know, we want to take a shower every day, it's important that we have cleansing and clearings going on that because different stuff will come up. And you've got great programs that really can help people to be able to be addressing those things on a subtler levels. So you want to talk about a little bit about your program?
We have, so with the Seven Generation, we have an introductory call, and it's a group Zoom call. It is complimentary so that you can get a greater experience. If there is interest in going deeper, we have a couple ways that can be done. You can do a monthly membership, which is, again, Zoom calls, and you can get one-on-one sessions. So, or a combination of both of the above. And like Miss Amy says, when we start the healing process, we don't just brush our teeth once, right, before we go to the dentist. We brush our teeth the entire time between dentist visits, and the dentist visits are what give us information that we're on the right track. Mm-hmm. And when we start getting into shifting our very being, sometimes things come up and it feels sideways, and it's always really phenomenal to have a guide who's possibly done that route before.
Well, and it's something that I want people to know is that I think it's important to have an experience. You're going to get a little bit of one today. We're coming to the intro, and the next one will be June 4th at 12:15 p.m., so that'll be at your lunchtime maybe. I don't know. There's no normal now, but there'll be a, you know,
time.
Yeah, very soon. That's 12:16, but 12:15. But you get to have an experience in that session. And one of the things that's so exciting, we've had many people going through the intros and then being part of the groups, is that you're creating a relationship with your ancestors and opening a door and letting their wisdom come forward, and you getting to share tools to support them, and it opens up a whole new world, which I think is really exciting, and it really is hopeful that we have now. We not only have our immediate family, but we have a whole lot more that we're opening up to, and as they heal, it flows through the whole system.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kelly. Have you had anybody that has been part of this seventh generation that just had some new insights about their ancestors that was kind of a surprise?
Yes, and it's what I've seen is that people are surprised that they can identify the different energetic feelings of people that they have no clue maybe who they are.
Uh-huh.
So like they can identify the energy and the wisdom of one or more ancestors that they have no name for.
Mm.
You know, it's
and that's so cool. It's just this feeling, right? A sense of feeling.
Well, I think it's almost better than, I think where we get caught up, at least what I, from my experience, if you know the people or know family folklore, which a lot of times is only based on a little bit of truth, you know, just a little bit of information, then you stop searching. You stop really looking to see them as people. And that's what I love about this process, because it really, it's the mothers, the fathers, and it removes that head process and really makes it a more organic heart process, and which I think could take it to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that's been most surprising for people, generally speaking, is that they feel a real kinship with people that have wisdom, that have skills, that have tools, that maybe had big fears, that they can go, oh, look at that, and meet that part of themselves with compassion.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And there are times when, you know, dealing with ancestors or beings without bodies is like dealing with a 2-year-old, and you get to set boundaries. Healthy boundaries are really good, and I'd say that the thing that most surprises people is the sense of kinship and the sense of support and family.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Some of our
we've got about 12 minutes left, so do we want to go ahead and do a seven generation kind of just a little taste of that? But I want to make sure that we talk about the 130 reset too.
Okay. So the 130 reset, I'm on Facebook, and we at 1:30 Pacific time every day, and we do a breathing meditation of whatever is I'm feeling or reading in that moment, and today it was something about habits.
Mm.
So,
and how many shows
to
have you
done
now?
What was that?
How many shows have you done now?
Today was 58. Today was 58 in a row.
I'm so proud of you.
So proud of me. Not doing it all.
Yeah.
Just 58 days in a row.
Facebook has not been one of my favorite places to spend time.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Well, and you're using your gift. You know, and I think that's the thing. You're using it in a way that honors your gift.
Yeah.
Right.
You have a lot of gifts.
And people sense that and know that. Yeah, I'm sure people are knowing that. So how has the show seemingly changed since the first couple weeks for you?
I've gotten more comfortable with tech.
That's nice.
I've gotten more comfortable with just being me in each day. And if, you know, I mean, my hair, like a lot of people's hair, is 2 months overdue. And it's got a mind of its own. And I'm like, okay, well, that's how we're going today. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
I think people really appreciate that, because we're all in the same hair place, you know. That's good.
Yeah.
And to see our authentic self in a whole new way.
Yeah.
And I've just gotten more comfortable just going with whatever I'm picking up and not trying to censor myself as much.
Yay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I think that's brilliant that it's really just real time and helping people with whatever's really going on with the day. Gosh, that's so such a blessing.
It yeah, feels very supportive to myself and others, for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I appreciate that you're doing that. I think it's really awesome. So people need to check that out. I want to make sure that people know that. How can they find you on Facebook?
Kelly Capps, spiritual practitioner.
Okay.
So go and check her out and have that experience, and you'll know if you're supposed to take a next step.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, speaking of next steps, let's step into our generations and have people get a little taste of that.
Okay, so I think we're just going to do three generations per time. So if you picture yourself at the bottom of a V, your mother's mother's mother go up the left side of that V, and your father's 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 go up the right side of that V. Okay? So your parents are mother, father, one. Her mother and his father are mother, father, two. Her mother and his father are mother, father, three. Even though they may never have met, they may have been in totally different countries. You might have found out you were adopted or whatever, it doesn't matter. Your DNA knows who their DNA is. And then when we get to the top, I'm going to ask you to think of a phrase and like a tangible symbol that is the opposite of whatever it is we were working. So if you just get comfortable in your seat. This is going to be a lightning round, just so you know. All the way in. Into the lungs. Into the belly. Into the hips. Take the breath into the knees and the feet and the toes. And take the breath into the shoulders and the elbows and the hands and the fingertips. And take the breath into the neck and the cheekbones and the eyebrows. In the very top of the head. And take the breath into the ends and tips of your hair, whether it's physically present or not. And then since we ourselves are at the bottom of that V and this whole thing is about healing to completion, we're going to ask ourselves if we are willing to release limitation from the family line. And assuming we get the yes, we move up our mother, our father, mother, father, one. And we ask if they are willing to release limitation, if they are willing to heal to completion the sense of limitation from the family line. Sometimes we get immediate yeses. Sometimes it's feeling like they stare at us and just go, what did they just say? When we get the yes, we take the breath and move up our mother, his father, mother, father, too, and we ask if they are willing to have healed to completion any sense of limitation. And when we get yes, or even just stared at, we take the breath and move up, her mother, his father. Mother, father, three. And we ask if they are willing to have healed to completion any sense of limitation in the family line. And assuming we get the yes, or even just the stared at, we ask, what is the opposite of limitation for my family right here and right now? And we would like a word and something that's tangible. If either of you two have something you'd like to share, we can use that. Otherwise, I'll use what popped into my head. Okay. Word I got was freedom. And the picture I got was like a bouncing ball that bounced higher with each bounce. So we're going to see that freedom and that bouncing ball handed down to Mother, Father, Three. And we're going to have the experience of them enjoying and enhancing and teaching that freedom as represented by that bouncing ball. And we take the breath. And we have the experience of them passing it down to her daughter, his son, mother, father, too. And we have the experience of mother, father, too, enjoying freedom and enhancing that freedom and letting that ball of freedom bounce just a little bit higher. And teaching and handing down to her daughter, his son, mother, father, one, your parents. And we have the experience of your parents enjoying and enhancing and teaching and making that bouncing ball of freedom go just a little bit higher. And we have the experience of us receiving that. And we get to enjoy it and enjoy the freedom and expand the freedom and teach the freedom and have the experience of passing it down to the next generation. Whether that next generation is biologically related, whether it is children we have loved or been responsible for, or if it's the inner child of any adult we support. And we see them, we have the experience of them enjoying that freedom and expanding that freedom and teaching that freedom and passing it down. And so we just take the breath, we put our hands on our hearts, we tell our bodies, thank you for accepting these changes with grace and ease. We tell our ancestors, thank you for coming out and playing in whichever way they played with us. And we come back gently to this time and this place in this body.
Ah, awesome.
So now, your job is to follow the bouncing ball.
Yeah, go get one. Go get a little bouncing ball and, like, bring a ball into your life. Because, like, last episode was great. Kelly, tell them about what you've been doing in your hallway.
Oh, I'm playing hopscotch in my hallway.
Well,
I think
good.
That's awesome.
Like,
more movement
like one
in my
does.
Hopscotch, bouncing balls. It's all good. It's all good. You got to find your fun. You got to find your fun every day. It's all good.
Well, and yeah. Next month, one of the shows we're going to talk about play, which is that next week? I'm very confused, but it's going to be fun.
I'm not sure. We'll look at that, yeah. But, yeah, we're going to be talking about fun and what that looks like. And so important to have a part of just your daily life. It's just, yeah, it's going to be something good. So thank you, Kelly.
That really was very powerful. It always is. And, again, that's just a little tip of the iceberg of this amazing work and this whole way of being. And thank you, Kelly, for sharing that with us and being part of our table. We really love having you at the table with us.
Mm-hmm. I love being here. Thank you.
Yeah. So I really want to encourage things. And we'll probably have Alana be taking that wonderful seventh generation and having that on Facebook, our Facebook page with our transformation. So we're starting to have meditations and things like that added to that. So if Kelly's okay with that, we're going to go ahead and have that available for an experience that's through the cafe and through her work as well.
It's already up there. I tell you.
There we're going. We're doing
Yay.
It. Okay. All right. So we see you guys next week and just have a wonderful week.
Yay.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.